Waking up late with Dougie. 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 From Danger Studios in Carl Springs, Florida. Now, here's Dougie Almeida.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I am Dougie Almeida, and it's Tuesday afternoon here in the studios, and it's a hot, balmy day in South Florida, and I'm joined with Mr. Peter Leonard.
Hey, hot and balmy is not the word for it, man. It's just so brutal out there.
Yeah.
It was very thick. Like 3 o'clock, I went outside. And if I tell you that it had just rained in Boca, the steam was rising off of the sidewalks, man.
Right.
It's just sick, man.
No. You know? And, you know, when you get, this is the time of year when you get in your car, you know, it's, I'm so thankful that my car has air conditioned seats.
Right. Well, my old car did. My new car doesn't.
Right.
Now, I will tell you that while I got in my car today, it was parked for from 8:45 till about 3 o'clock in the sun.
Right.
106 degrees.
Yeah.
I had started my car, opened all the windows, and stood outside of it. You know, it's pretty,
right.
It's really, and I have tinted, you know, I have tinted windows.
Yeah, I don't have tinted windows, but I have air conditioned seats.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you need that. The tinted windows, though, I never realized what a great difference it is.
Yeah.
Because I haven't had a car with tinted windows, I don't think, ever. And these guys, not that I didn't pay for it, but, you know, I paid half of what I should have. JM is a great company. Call 954-768-8000. Ask for Jim Dunn or good friend Greg Ziegler.
When it's hot, man. You're right. It's hot.
It's, you know, when people say you can fry an egg on a car in Florida, fry a fucking egg on a car.
No, it's not as hot as in Arizona and Vegas. It's like 120 degrees. I mean, can you imagine we're getting to the point where it'll actually be, it'll get to 150. Like, how long will it be before the temperatures get to 150 degrees somewhere?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'll be glad I'll be powder by that point.
Yeah.
It'll be about 30, 40 years, you think? Maybe that long.
Think that much longer?
Yeah. You know, I read a great article about a guy, an air conditioning repairman.
Right.
In Arizona, where it was 117 degrees. And this poor bastard is outside because people procrastinate. You know, they go, you know what? Let's wait till it gets hot. We're gonna, you know, it's not that bad yet. And then that one fucking week when it's 116, 17 degrees, and 90 people have their AC out. He said he pulled into one development to do 4 homes, just in one development, and there were like 5 other ACs.
Well, let me ask you a question. Especially being in that area, one of my wife's friends, their house, she lives with her father, in Las Vegas.
Yes,
and I'm a little worried about this whole deal, but. The idea, they said that the guy, they came in, the air conditioner people came in, and they quoted the whole thing, new air conditioner, everything, $11,000.
Yeah, they. I don't know how big their house is. They might need 2 zones.
No, it's smaller than our house.
Okay. Well, it depends. You have a ream, do you have American Standard, do you have some piece of shit?
Well, even if you get a good,
you got
know.
A good ream, you know. They're getting a ream, all right, reaming.
$11,000
grand is way too much.
Like ours, we got ours like a year or so ago.
Yeah.
And we got, like, it's great. When the air comes on now and the doors, you know, like, holy
what
shit.
What did you pay, $4,000 or $5,000?
No, it was like $3,000, 29. We got, like, you know, but it was a five over the bigger than we had.
Right.
We had to get the slab on the ground.
Who'd you get it from?
I don't remember. But,
They poured the concrete and all
that? Yeah, I got the slab done. Mm-hmm. It's a big-ass unit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the air conditioning bill went down, like, 50%.
Mm.
It used to be, like, $350, $400 in the summer. Now it's, like, $180, $200.
You know what's so wacky? Listen to this. Speaking of FPL, you bastards. I'll go home.
Walk in the dark.
Yeah.
You'll be sweating your balls off. Maybe that wasn't a good idea.
I'll tell you what happened, man. My bill in the middle of winter is about $52.
Right.
My house in Parkland, I was paying, like you, $200, to 300 in the summer. You know, 175 in the winter.
Right.
Until I hit my pool and I went up to about 200, right. 200 and a quarter. Big deal. But now, my FPL bill I got for this month was $134. It went up from $80. Now, there's no way I used $50 more electricity in 1 month.
Right.
Well, Mr. Leonard, you're averaging about $5 a day. Or, you know. And they said, but your next bill, we're estimating to be about $175.
But don't they do that? Like, don't they do that to control it? Like, they do the surge. Like, FPL did something to make it a little more, you know, like you get hit now, and so it kind of covers for the next couple months.
Oh, they're full of crap.
I don't know what they do.
You know, it's just a monopoly. It's a hard show.
So getting back to the story I was discussing. Yeah. So this 11,000 sounds a lot.
It is a lot.
And let me add to this part of the story. The guy wrote a check for the entire amount.
Oh, my God. Well, he must have a lot of money.
No, he doesn't. And that's the thing. Like, how could you be over the age of 40 and ever give somebody a check for the entire job? Like, how fucking stupid.
Before it's even done.
Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I would see, you would think like a 12-year-old would sit there and go, oh, do I have to give it all now? You know, like, would be have the fucking, and how, why would somebody write a check? And it was like happened a week or so ago. And everybody's like, well, you stop payment on the check. I'm like, yeah. It's gone.
Yeah. Oh God. He's at Caesar's Palace.
Yeah.
That guy's at Caesar's Palace with his 11,000.
Playing craps.
Yeah. And then he's going, all of a sudden it'll be 3,000 more because we underestimated. We need a thing. We need more pipe. There's some hose. We need to put a widget here and a wacky there.
Well, that's, you know,
he'll bullshit his way to another $3,000.
My wife is supposed to talk to her friend and find out if they actually showed up.
Yeah. Isn't your brother-in-law a semi in that refrigeration?
He used to do
business,
that for Service American stuff, and he's always really good about.
Right. Did
he
ask him?
He was a technician at one time too.
Right. He did something with the refrigerator once.
Yeah, but we don't. You know, I mean, like I said, when we got this new unit, we just said, look, he wasn't doing it anymore. We're gonna have the poor guy come out. He's in the management. So now it's like, you know, so we got a matter of fact. It's funny. These big ass muscle dudes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were. Doing the whole, you know, bringing it in, they lay the concrete, you know, do all that.
Sounds like you were there.
I was here when it was being done.
Oh, okay.
And and the guy recognized me because he's one of these real muscle dudes that used to work out of the gym.
Oh, no kidding.
Where I used to work out when I was a fighter.
Oh, no.
Because he goes, hey, weren't you that Thai boxer guy? Because that's where my power.
How cool is that?
And he's like, yeah. And they're all these fucking mean looking dudes like, yo, what's up? Mm-hmm. You know, my wife's like, what's fucking going on? So that was nice.
Did you buy them a pizza from Costco?
Yeah, I gave him like a big tip.
Did you?
Yeah. Nice tip. You always got to give people like that a tip.
You give them a tip.
Like $40 is like four dudes. They get like $10 each, something like that.
Yeah.
It's all right. Would you get a little more?
$100? No, I would probably go 20 apiece. Well, you had four guys here. They're here a long time. Yeah, 20 apiece. But who knows? You know, I don't know.
I don't know what we gave. I think we gave them $100.
Feed them beer. Booze, beer, and a little bit of cash.
Yeah,
they like whatever
it was. I, you know,
food too, man.
Yeah,
when I had guys in my house in Parkland, I ordered a couple of pizzas. You know, with sauce. I asked them, "What do you guys like?"
You got to keep saying sauce? Parkland. My house in Parkland.
No, but time you bring up, I live in Boca now, and I don't have you know.
But you know, like Parkland's more of like I'm saying Parkland.
Well, nobody. Well, you have an international crowd. People in Guam love this show. They know where Parkland.
Yeah,
is.
They would know where your house is if you're just referencing your house.
Oh, my house. Okay, so my house, my old house. I'll just say my old house has that.
Yeah, my house in Parkland.
But my Parkland mansion.
Oh, no, yeah.
My
water heater.
A shitty house.
My water heater heated the pool.
Dude, this house is bigger than my house was. Probably square feet.
Yeah.
I was like 2,600. You're about 3,000, right? 31.
I think we're at 2,800. 28 under air.
Beautiful house, right. But, you know, this 20, is a huge
20, 20, it's a half acre. It's like 21,000 square feet.
Right. My master bedroom was bigger than yours by a little bit, but your other bedrooms are bigger than my other bedrooms.
Yeah.
They're really nice-sized bedrooms. And my house, I had those two lofts upstairs. Yeah. Remember my old house?
My house in Margate.
Yeah.
I lived on the golf course, but it was like a zero lot.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
You know, so it didn't have a yard.
Right.
But the bedroom was upstairs and had a big windows outlooking the golf course.
Nice.
And it was like 22 by 21 size room. It was
huge, man.
It had, you know, a Roman tub. Nice.
You get a hole in one up there?
Yeah, I did a lot of work up in that bedroom.
Yeah, a lot of putting.
A lot of putting. So I was worried. You know, I'm trying to find out. Once you hear a story like that, you get concerned.
Mm.
And then then there's like part of me that's like, oh, you know, how can I help? I'm like, well, why did this ain't my problem?
Do you know, You know the two things you hit a really good topic right there. You know, my friend's father died yesterday.
Right.
And this is a chick that was married to a friend of mine I've known for 25 years, and they got divorced about 5 years ago. She's a great chick. I still am in touch with her because he's, quite frankly, he's an asshole. He's always been about himself and all that crap. I won't get into it. But so she, you know, texted me yesterday, said, you know, my dad died and stuff. And I said, and the funeral's today at 2 o'clock. I never would have made it there, come to the show. Well, so, you know, take the, whatever. I'll pay a Shiva call tomorrow or Thursday.
Right.
But, you know, when people say, what can I do for you?
Right.
What can you possibly fucking do?
Right.
Anything, but you still have to say, is there anything I can do for you? You know, what can I do?
Or, you know, so is it good to ask, or is it good, if there's anything I could do for you?
Right.
Yeah, that's please. A good question. Right. If there's anything I could do,
yes.
If there's anything I could do for you, please.
Right. Now, I did call a deli and had a meat platter sent over
yeah.
for, because that's the Jews do that, so that people, there's food in the house, because you know what a Shiva call is? You go to Shukup.
Yeah, you bring food to somebody who's...
Yeah, you mourn that person for, it's supposed to be a week, but most people cut it short.
You don't come over with pizza, right?
No, you know, just like platters of chicken or cold
fried
cuts.
Chicken. You can bring over some Popeyes.
No, you could. You know,
would it matter
nowadays,
if it's in the Popeyes box, or would you want to put it on a plate?
Nah, if it's a religious family, if right. they're very like an Orthodox,
just want to make
Jewish
sure
couple,
that
you
got
to bring kosher food.
And you know, there's a lot of people that don't like. I'm really awkward when it comes to so like. I wasn't like when, I think when people came to my father's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people showed up. They gave cards and everything. But
are you okay?
But it's not like we returned thank you notes to everybody who sent cards.
Mm. No, yeah. You can't. You don't. You don't send thank you cards.
Someone told me that you know you really should have sent thank you notes to everybody that you know sent you. You know that was there. Or I'm like,
well,
I'm
that's
trying
why
to mourn my dad.
You know,
you know I mean? Right. I look at it like my dad just died. There's a lot of other fucking things. You know,
right?
But I started like, well, if I didn't do that, you know, and I started thinking, well, what. You know, like, oh, I can't believe they didn't send thank you notes. You know, I'm like, I don't know how big important that was.
Right, right.
Because it wasn't like I was told that part of etiquette. Like, and I think there's a lot of people that don't know general etiquette.
Yeah, I was wondering why, you know, you walk into a funeral, they do have, at least, the funerals I've been to, and that, you know, but any denomination, Jewish, Christian, Catholic, there's a registry.
Right.
You sign a registry book. Okay?
So you're registered
now,
witness.
So you just
there.
Say, yeah, I was there. Now, in the meantime... There are other ones that have an address next to it. So the ones with the address next to it, I'm assuming that person's going to send you a fucking card. Otherwise, why would they do that, number one? Number two.
People put their address down?
Yeah. Yeah. If there's because some registry books have just a line for the name and some of the name and address.
Must be people that left money because they want to make sure they're, you know, they want to make sure you got that money.
Yeah, but no, but it's stupid. So in your case... Let's say somebody did sign it. All they got is a name. Right. And what are you going to do? Flip through the fucking, go online and get everybody's
well, after my birthday
address.
Party, some of the gifts didn't come with it. You know, they didn't give a card. I'm like, I don't know who the fuck's. I knew.
And did you send everybody a card who gave you
no.
gifts? No, fuck no. You just said thank you. You posted, right, so, you posted on Facebook. I want to thank everybody who came to my
yeah.
party. Thanks for the gifts. I
right.
saw that. Right.
Yeah.
Except for me,
God
for emceeing the fucking thing.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I had a great time. Man.
It was
that
a good party.
That wasn't a good party. It was a great party.
Yeah.
It really was. It was a fun birthday party. It truly was. So, you know, you go home with a smile on your face, a full
right.
stomach, a little buzz on, and, you know, cost me $69 on a bottle of shit I gave you. It was worth it.
16 bucks, you said?
$69.
Like, it's really nice. It's really, I know. I can tell you what's not proper etiquette.
I fed two people I brought this.
I can tell you what's not proper etiquette, telling how much somebody, how much your gift was. You know how much I spent on your gift?
It was a lot more than that, trust
all
me.
Right.
Don't embarrass you.
So
you gave me a
there's a couple things I want to cover here in the opening of the show.
Hmm.
One that, where should we start? Well, let's start with what's first at heart. My dog, Pepper.
Mm.
You know, the dog we rescued.
Oh, yeah.
We've had her for about 11, 12 years now.
Mm-hmm.
She's a German Shepherd mix. Always sweetest dog. The sweetest, like, always never barks. She just comes up and puts her head up on your...
Love that dog.
Right?
Oh, she is so gentle and kind.
Right.
And loving. And blind,
yeah.
Thanks to you.
Yeah, she's. Yeah, I gave her diabetes.
Well, prick. All those donuts you gave her.
No, we give our dogs dry food. My wife's pretty good about it. And she,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So we, gave the 2 years ago, two or three years ago, we found out that she had diabetes.
Right.
So we give her insulin shots morning and at night. Mm-hmm. And most of the time she makes her way around the house pretty good. She figured out, you know, she goes outside and runs. And when she gets close, she slows down and figures her way out.
And the funny thing is, let's explain to the audience that you have a swimming pool not 12 steps from your back door.
Right.
So, and this dog is smart enough and instinctive. The dog has not fallen in the pool, correct?
No, she used to swim in the pool, which I'm wondering if that would help if I let her swim in there.
Oh, my God.
I'll probably take her in there tomorrow, see if that.
Take her in the pool.
Yeah.
And hold her.
Yeah.
And let her kick her legs and stuff and
see if it opens up.
It might help her legs, buddy.
So, you know, I'm out of town.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she's the greatest dog, sweet dog. She just swims. She used to go in the pool and swim around. And we used to get mad at her because she'd keep drinking the water, and she'd lap up the pool water, which she can't really drink
too much
pool water. She's gonna, you know, the chlorine. So I'm like, stop it. She's like, lip. But she'd swim, and then she'd get out. The little dog would get pissed, like, because he doesn't like the water.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think the Jack Russell, the hunting dog, would like the water.
Yeah. If you shot a fucking duck and it landed in your pool,
he would run around
there like an idiot.
Yeah, he would run around the pool and bark at it.
Exactly. Wouldn't go in there to get it.
No.
They're supposed to.
No, not him.
How about a grouse?
I don't know.
I think if you shot a grouse in your backyard.
I don't know. But he chases after possums, tears the shit, you know. I remember, speaking of Pepper, I remember one time when they cornered a possum.
Oh, my God.
And Player was jumping, a little Jack Russell was jumping all around it, snapping at it, biting at it, and things turn around. And all of a sudden, Pepper, this is before she was blind, and, you know, she grabbed that fucking possum by the neck and, like, wow, that dog's badass.
Wow, is it? She killed it?
Well, that's the story I told everybody, that was the time that thing went down and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, and Player even grabbed, you know, after that and get a couple times. And,
yeah.
And they walked around. I look and it was dead. You know, I'm like, I remember I told the story. So I grabbed it by the tail and I brought it through. I walked through the bedroom. I walked through, you know, through the patio area by the pool. And I walked into the bedroom. My wife's laying in bed. I got a fucking, like, 15, 20-pound possum in my hand.
Uh-huh.
And I go, look what the dogs did. They just killed this possum. And all of a sudden, the possum.
Oh, my God. Did you freak out?
No, I didn't freak out.
I would have flipped the fuck out.
Yeah, you would have.
Probably dropped it.
Yeah, you would have panicked. See, I'm a man.
Of course.
I got my wife there, my dog, so I walked out of the front door with it.
Your wife was licking her lips and thinking of how she could cook it.
Yeah. You know, I got the pot going.
Get the wok.
I'm going to get the hot stove going. Yeah, so...
I'm thinking black bean.
So, yeah, so, you know, the dog's Pepper. A cool dog.
Yes.
Pepper's a cool dog. And now, last week I was out of town on the, I named in the middle of the tour. Mm. I was inspired in the middle of this comedy tour. I named it the Check-In, Check-Out Comedy Tour.
Yeah, how come?
Well, we went to 6 different cities.
Mm.
And had shows in 6 different cities. Actually, one night off. We were in...
In a 9-day period or 10-day?
No, 6 days. We had 5 shows in 6 days.
Wow.
You know, except for one particular bit. Like, if you're a comic and you do the Loft in Columbus, Georgia, you know that the hotel you get is incredibly, you know... It's not a nice place.
You sure? Well, you should have brought the possum with you to get the bugs out of the joint.
This lady walks. We're in the lobby waiting.
Mm-hmm.
You first get there, and this one woman comes in who I automatically went ahead and labeled a older prostitute, skinny lady, older white lady with reddish hair and that look like, you know, that she'd been doing drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thin and a lean, like green long. I don't know.
Hair? Green hair?
Yeah, green hair. coming out of her armpits. No, she had a wand. She comes up to me, she goes, can I buy your phone? I go, no, I don't have one. It was in my pocket.
Right. Meanwhile, and then it rang.
No, yeah, ring. What's that? Oh, it's just my beeper.
That was my fucking heart.
It's my pacemaker.
Right.
So, you know, and then Frankie's sitting there doing something on his phone, and she goes, can I buy... He has that look on his face like, fuck. And I'm like... So he let her use it.
Oh, geez.
And all she says, like, where you at? You know?
Right.
And then hung up. Somehow he gave it back to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then she ends up coming back in, like, well, we're still waiting to get the room. I'm sorry. And he's like, well, this is the last time. He's like, you ain't going to ask me again.
Right.
And she did it again. And then we went and parked. We get our room keys. We bring around the back where we think the room is.
Right.
And guess who comes walking out again? Old, you know, limey green.
Oh, boy.
She goes, hey, do you smoke? I'm like, oh, she's going to try to sell me weed now? And I'm like, no, I don't smoke. She goes, because I got these patches, these nicotine patches I'm selling. I'm like, I'm sorry, honey. I don't think you have anything I need.
Right.
I don't think you have anything I really need right now. And, you know, and that was it. You know, I gave her that, you know, I'm pretty stern. Yeah. I don't like to be approached by any stranger. Because, you know, listen, I'm a survivalist. I like to preserve my life as much as I can. I'm not going to be a statistic. And I'm always on that watch. And I think everybody in their rightful mind should be from this day forward anyway.
Right.
If you don't have that instinct, you better start developing it. What's going on. So, you know, because, listen, that lady can come up and start distracting. Meanwhile, some guy is going in the back seat of your car from the other side of the car.
Or they're checking out what you have, what you're wearing, what's in your room.
He's got a ready come up and to come around as she's, you know, come right on. You have nothing I need.
Yep. Get away. Go away.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Go away. I don't need you.
Unless you have a nail clipper. I may need a nail clipper.
Right.
Because I usually don't carry one. And I don't know if I'd use yours. So so that was part of it. So, you know.
She went away?
Yeah. And then she went up to Frankie and you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, anyway, so, and it was a shitty room. It's an old room. It's an old Howard Johnson. It's horrible. But it was great there. We did two shows back. So the thing was, I was in a hotel every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then you check out.
Yeah.
You check in. Oh, I'm here. I'm fine. You know, aside from that hotel, everything was great. Hotels are great.
Right.
Country Inn Suites and Dothan, Georgia, and Alabama. We stayed there on our night off.
Nice breakfast?
Yeah, that had some, they said it was good, but it didn't have bacon.
How do you not have bacon?
If you're going to have a breakfast.
Yeah.
At a hotel, because they have those. Yeah, we have the free breakfast in the morning. You go down there; it's bananas, cereal,
right,
yogurt, and a fucking waffle maker.
Exactly, and everything stale.
Right,
nothing fresh. The bread's out there, and here's your toaster. You can put it in there.
It's kind of cute. It's kind of funny though. I'm in there. You know, I go down there. There's scrambled eggs, and there was sausage.
Mm-hmm.
But as Frankie said, you don't want to color my sausage because, you know, it was coloring in a caramel or whatever.
Oh, really?
Instead of just having gray sausage, like real meat, they try to make it look like it's brown. So, anyway, so but there's a really nice couple black like a black family reunion. The place is pretty busy down there, and and it was funny because I'm sitting there like I didn't want to have the cereal or the I wasn't getting worried about the bread or the bagels. I was just going right over to the
Eggs.
Yeah. And it's funny because I walk over and it's you get like a teenage black kid goes, he's like looking around like, where's this line begin? Where's this line?
Right.
I know what he's doing. He's cute. He's like trying to tell me.
Right.
Why don't you start over here? And I'm like, dude, it starts everywhere, man.
Right.
Line starts everywhere.
That's
get in line. That's wherever you want to go to, go get it.
Right.
Don't let anybody stop.
You need to stand on line while these people take all this other shit and all you want is the last thing over there. I'm fucking walking right up
there. I'm not going
to
sit here and I'm not going to wait for you to get your cereal. I don't need cereal. I'm going to get the eggs, brother.
Right. It's insane.
You know what I mean? Listen, that's the way you got to do it. Here's the thing.
So you were away.
So I've been away and it been great times. It was fun. But, and doing comedy. And by the way, Stardom. I was at Stardom. Right? I told you what happened at Stardom my first time and last time there.
Yeah,
I didn't make it through 3 days. They fired me on the third day.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't connect with the audience, and of course, I had a little bit of nerves going there.
Same black family reunion?
No. Matter of fact, it was quite different. You know, on a Sunday night, it was majority of white people, and it was packed. And it's in. They fixed the place up.
On
it's beautiful.
Sunday,
yeah,
that's great news, man.
And the other thing I was thinking there may not be that many black people at Stardom on Sunday night because the BET Awards were on Sunday night.
Mm.
So you know what I mean? I mean, I would think that's I caught part of the show.
Yeah,
they said it's the Black Oscars.
Right.
So I figured.
Exactly. Listen, you're up against Bill Cosby.
So I
best rapist of the year
made things good. Had a great show there.
Mm-hmm.
Had a great time. Sold merch. So
and then you got back to this disaster.
I'm driving home after 12 hours from Birmingham, and my wife calls and says the dog can't walk, can't stand up.
So that's the first time you found out was when
Monday when I'm driving home because you go I'm half hour away. She goes, where you at? I need your help. I'm like, she tells me what happened.
Right.
And I can hear it in her voice. I'm like, what's wrong?
Yeah.
The dog can't stand up. Her left leg is just hanging there.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, she can't stand up. So get back, take her to the vet.
Mm-hmm.
And she probably definitely got some nerve damage in her leg. She has really bad hip dysplasia.
Right.
And real bad arthritis because you see it in the in her hips.
They took an x-ray yesterday or no?
Yeah. the X-rayed her, and they gave, ended up giving her like a steroidal shot,
right,
to see if they bring some of the inflammation down.
Cortisone too, or just steroid, or both?
Steroidal, whatever, and then
probably
some
a little
medicine.
Bit of cortisone in it.
Yeah. So I imagine it would be whatever the veteran with the vet would think. The veterinarian would think.
Yeah.
And you know, gave her a shot. Like you said, it's still within 24 hours. So
yes,
hopefully, I did notice today when I got to put a towel around her. Her hips stand over so she can hold her up.
Mm-hmm.
Her two front legs work.
Right.
But she's still like, you know.
They have wheelchairs for dogs now. You can get those, you know, they have like a sling and the wheels, and you can set her on it, and she can walk around, man.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hmm.
And if you had a lot of money, you get the electric ones. She could
just roll around.
She could zip around with a stick. If she could learn, you had to teach him how to use that, you know, joystick, and she could just zip out in the backyard. Yeah. Take your shit, come home.
Those go things.
Yeah.
Well, we're hoping the meds work.
Me too.
But she's going to be 12 years old, and my concern is she's having pain. It's one thing we're rolling around with wheels.
Yeah.
But if she's sitting there with pain because of her back, you know.
Yeah, I know. I wonder if my mother's in pain. She's going to be 94 in July.
Yeah. You're going to put her down?
I'd like to tell you that she's spending all our money.
All right.
My brother and I. It's
fucking just
unbelievable.
He's watching the money go down, going, come
it's
on already.
Just, these diapers are expensive, man. You've no idea how much adult diapers cost. Do you think baby diapers are expensive? It's the funniest thing. You know how, if you bought a pair of sneakers for yourself.
Right. We got to go.
A pair of Pumas, Nikes, right? Right. How much are they? 16, 59,
90 bucks, 80 bucks for a decent pair.
You know, the same, the ones this big for a kid, for a baby, are the same amount of money.
Yeah.
Why?
No, you never buy that for the kid.
People do, and they're stupid.
Yeah, well, they're worried about how they look in front of others. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Peter Leonard, who's never worried about how he looks.
No, never.
In front of others.
Nope.
And we'll be back with Things You Need to Know right after this.
Hey, this is Bob Gullah with the Wake Up Dougie Show. It's time to wake up and bake.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, one of my favorite Van Hagar songs, Pancake.
Yeah. I love when Eddie does the harmonics on the guitar. When you know what that is when you barely touch those
the frets,
yeah,
the fret lines,
right? And you get that octave, that wacky octave that
you let
he does whole solos on that.
He turned the string into a tuning fork.
Yeah, it's exactly. He's an amazing guitar player.
And came
he
up with a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
came
and you know what I loved him on? Thriller. He did that fucking guitar solo on Thriller, which is so sick. You know, it's fucking great, man. You know, can you see those two together in a studio though? Can you see Michael Jackson telling Eddie,
now, Eddie, I want you to play it like this. I want you to use your fingers a little better.
And what happened to that tongue of yours? That's like tongue cancer. Let me see that thing.
Yeah, aren't you like Jimi Hendrix? So you just started sticking your tongue out on your strings?
Ooh, yeah, boy. Woo, woo. Ah. Jim-on.
Jim-on.
I don't understand what the fuck he's saying at the time, Michael Jackson. Yeah. What the fuck is he saying?
I don't know. I never went to the album cover to read the lyrics. Remember when the lyrics used to be in the album covers?
Yeah.
You used to know.
Yep.
And you knew a song.
Yeah, but how do you go? I can't even get up to that. How do you go? How do you spell?
I was reading. was it Sheryl Crow? I think it was Sheryl Crow. That I heard somewhere that she was hired by Michael Jackson when he was touring to support him, she would hit the high notes.
Of course, I believe that. You think so?
Yeah. And she came out, she was talking about it on some show. I don't remember now. But
well, listen, when your boy Billy Joel tours, there's a singer who hits that high notes for him. Elton John also.
I was watching Aerosmith on Access TV. They had a live concert. I think they were in Japan or something. And you could tell there was a voice track that came in, when, you know, on some of those, you know.
Oh, yeah,
at the end, because he would stick his, you know, you could tell by his body language that he was, like, not really doing that. Like, he was trying to hide his, you know.
And also, all of a sudden, when there's a song and there's, like, two or three harmonies and no one has a microphone in front of them, you know that there's a fucking track, so. But
here's our segment two, which we kind of like focus on things you need to know.
Segment two.
Right. You know, we bullshit in the first segment, but in the second segment, we want to make sure that you guys come away with some things that you probably should be paying attention to. Like these are things that, you know, listen, I'm not a genius or anything, but I am a Mensa member. Mensa.
Yeah.
So
grab a pen and paper. You'll need it.
Yeah. So, but I'm a, you know, I know I look at things in an odd way, you know, like, and my old philosophy teacher, professor, used to say, no one's ever asked me something like that, because there's sometimes you got to come from a completely different angle.
Yeah.
And to see a whole different side of it.
The devil's advocate, I call it.
Right. It's like the old, remember they had those things, you see an old woman, a new, young woman in a picture. That depends on how you see it.
Well, I don't know about that.
And then there was like,
you mean like my father got rid of my mother and then they married a woman 18 years younger? Is that what you mean?
That's not what I meant. Oh. But like, and then there's a story of someone trying to explain to what an elephant is to two blind people.
Yes.
Or one blind person's at the front of the elephant feeling the trunk and the ears, and the other person's at the back of the elephant just seeing the back. And then you have a different print. So, you know, that's life. Sometimes you know, like we're going to talk about today, you know, CNN got, you know, basically fucked up by having to retract the story. More Russian news, and they also have somebody from CNN News live. They didn't know it was being recorded in a social situation. He's like, yeah, we just talk about Russia for the ratings. We don't know what the fuck we're doing. He came out and said it. Yeah, it says, you know, we don't have anything on it. We're just, you know.
That's awesome.
He even said, I understand why, you know, Trump is saying it's a witch hunt. Because it is. They're trying to find shit that's not there. Here's the thing. I'm convinced. Here's what I'm convinced. It's all going to come out eventually at some point. Who knows, 10 years, 20 years from now. But the DNC is so fucking corrupt, right? Now we even found out that Bernie Sanders, right, is being investigated by the FBI for bank fraud. Him and his wife.
His wife, yep.
Right? Here's a guy that, you know, the big people are screwing. He's defrauding people. A fucking phony.
Yeah.
Somebody told Bernie Sanders, oh, just say all this shit. These young kids will love you. Just say all free college. Yeah. Spread the wealth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Say all that shit. Get them on your side.
Right.
You know why the fucking millennials want to spread the wealth? Because they don't have any.
Maybe they'll be on the jury. Maybe those guys who like them, they'll be on the jury. No, he really liked him when he said he was going to send us to college.
Spread the wealth, but make sure you put it in the bank that I have my account in. That's it.
Right.
Listen.
Into my account.
Yeah.
Here's my number.
Yeah, that's right. It's Bernie Sanders. Listen, and so what we're going to find out is that this whole Russia thing is a farce to deflect the attention from the fact that somebody from within the DNC, which was this guy, Ron, whoever this guy who got shot in Washington, who worked for the DNC, that they said that he released the emails to WikiLeaks.
Hillary had him killed.
Well, here's the thing. I will tell you that either Hillary had him killed or WikiLeaks had him killed. Because if WikiLeaks has him killed, now they have a potential framing on Hillary, and that's why. So that why don't if you win the election, if you win the election, we don't want you to chase us. And if you do win the election, we may have something on you.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Now, if obviously Hillary Clinton didn't put the hit on this guy, and here's the thing: what you're going to find out that it's going to be easier. They're trying to sell the public this thing about Russia. Yeah. Here's the thing: if you ever want to end an argument. Just ask anybody who talks about Russia, Trump, what is the end game then? In other words, if Trump, aside from money, they say it's always about finance and money, and if you got, it's so hypocritical to think that anybody on the left would say that after, even the left is getting mad at Obama because he's out gallivanting like a billionaire right now, right?
Yeah.
He said all that shit, but now he's living the fucking life.
Yeah. He was at Bill Cosby's place over the weekend. Did you
really?
Know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, it's not really true, but.
Well, fake news. Fake news. So, you know what I mean? So, so they're worried about that, and Bernie Sanders is fraud, bank fraud. So, the whole idea is bring the shit up, try to make anything they can about Russia and Trump to delegitimize and just slow everything fucking down.
Yes.
So nothing can get done.
Bastards.
While we're all doing this stupid shit. What is the end game? Like, the end game is to hide stuff, or is the end game you think, you know, one day, like, you know, Trump's going to go over to Russia and go, here's the key to New York, take it, it's yours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, California, move your guys, move everybody in over there, just take over China, you guys move into California, you can have it.
Right.
You know?
They like Silicon Valley, probably.
Yeah.
But they don't like the beach, the Asians.
But what is the end game?
Right?
The point is, what is the end game? Like, if why would somebody go through just to win the election?
Well, no, to get our yeah, exactly.
Now here's the thing,
deflection. You're right.
In order to win the election, this guy Trump had to beat like what 15 other fucking candidates, right?
Yeah.
Guys like Kasich, mm-hmm. who you know the fucking mayor or the governor was in Minneapolis.
Rubio, politicians, real politicians,
people,
guys that are
15.
Right.
Hillary had one or two people against her,
right?
And she cheated,
right?
She fucking cheated.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad that this fucking Albright woman is going to be investigated by now FBI for her meeting with Bill Clinton in that plane while his wife was being investigated.
Right.
And now they know what came out, like, oh, don't call it an investigation. Call it what Comey came out and said.
Mm-hmm.
Call it an incident.
Right.
Don't call it an investigation. Call it an incident.
Listen, there have been such crooks. All these politicians, the money they make, you know, and they're all millionaires.
Right.
All these fuckers are all millionaires. Why would you even want a job? They have all the time off in the world. It's so sick. They barely work. They have lifetime pension and benefits.
Right.
Lifetime. That's it. Oh, yeah. I don't want to be a congressman anymore. I'm just going to.
Just buy the bullshit I'm selling.
Right.
At any rate.
Sick of it.
So that's what's been going on. But here's what you need to know. Cyber attacks sweep globe, researchers say, want a cry link.
What do you mean?
There's been another mass cyber attack today all throughout the globe. Says here, Reuters reports a major global cyber attack on Tuesday disrupted computers at Russia's biggest oil company, Ukrainian banks, and multinational firms with a virus similar to the ransomware. The last month infected more than 300,000 computers.
Wow, that's a lot of penicillin.
Hmm.
How do you fix that?
It included code known as Eternal Blue, which is cybersecurity experts widely believe was stolen from the U.S. National Security Agency, the NSA, and was also used in last month's ransom attack named WannaCry.
How much was the ransom?
Everybody got hit with different stuff. It hit all these different places.
Well, that's a random attack.
Yes.
If there's a ransom, they kidnap somebody.
Well, it's a ransom
computer.
It randomly to different people, but it was a ransom.
You think so?
They crippled the now. Listen, I couldn't even print.
You go, oh really?
Today wow. In my office, uh-oh. And this is why I couldn't print. I was getting pissed. Here I am dealing with the shit with my dog.
Right.
And then I had something else happen that wasn't supposed to happen. I'm dealing with this nonsense, all this drama, and I'm trying to print stuff. I can't print. And then the guy from the Xerox, the printing company, says, for some reason, your Microsoft isn't working. It's not picking up the download of the printer.
Now, what if you sent it as an attachment to somebody else's computer?
Yeah, that's what I ended up doing.
Did you?
Half the day I spent it emailing to the girl who sits in the front.
Right.
She left after her, you know.
Well, that's her job. She left after you started sending all those emails to her?
Yeah. So, she works from morning until like 2 o'clock. So, I'm running back and forth. But then I ran a malware.
Right.
I ran some malware on my I ran it.
Right.
And it eliminated two things. And then it worked. My printer worked.
Thank God.
Yes. So you got to know. You got to be sure you protect your computer.
Run your malware.
Change your fucking password. Listen, for the next 6 months to a year, I'm changing my passwords every week or 2 weeks.
I don't even know what my password is on my computer.
Well, I have a master list. I leave it on my computer.
I used to tape mine under the computer.
Here.
I used to tape it underneath it. All my passwords and shit. Because, you know, you smoke a little weed and that's it.
That's it.
Your fucking passwords.
Yeah. And listen, I got like 3,000 passwords because I got to go into different insurance companies, sites and brokerage sites. I got so much stuff.
How do you remember that?
I don't. I write it down. It's on a master file that no one will ever find. Now, this is kind of exciting.
What?
The hacking group, Anonymous, claims that NASA will announce alien life soon.
Why are they hacking so much? Sore throat? Cough?
Well, that's what they do. Oh, you mean like coughing.
Hacking. Now, what are they going to do? The NASA's going to do what? They're going to end coughing in outer space?
Anonymous,
yes,
claims that NASA will soon reveal the existence of life on other planets, according to the June 20th video released on YouTube.
Yeah, if they've ever seen my first wife, she's absolute pure. If you don't believe in fucking aliens, take a look at that.
According to experts, it's no longer a question of if there is life on other planets, but when and we will find it. When we will find it. Many astronomers have seen the development of intelligent life as an inevitable occurrence, given proper environments, conditions, and planets like these in the habitable zone.
Huh?
Like in these different galaxies, they have near stars. They have the habitable zone.
Oh yeah,
the habitable zone.
Uh huh.
Inhabitable. I always love. I love when they say, "Hey, that planet's like Earth-like, but it's like 5,000 degrees hotter."
Right.
You know, like how the fuck is that?
And the water's bubbling.
Yeah.
Take a sip.
And the water's volcanic lava.
Right.
But it's just like going to the beach in the Keys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. I think I definitely think there's got to be something out there, outer space, you know? Something weird. Do you believe in aliens? You think there's people on other planets?
There's got to be other life sources.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's got to be, I may even get into paradimensional things. I think there's a whole bend in time and there's, who knows? That's why when people talk about afterlife and stuff, it could be that, it could just be that thing that,
We could be dead already, and this is...
Yeah, this is hell.
Yeah.
This is fucking hell.
Carl Springs, 2017.
We're in hell.
It was a June evening. I'm Rod Serling, and you're in the Twilight Zone.
It's scary shit.
Well, now here's the thing. If there is other life, then the next question is, do they know we exist? Mm. And... That's the thing, all these visits,
I'm thinking they fixed the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
That's for sure, fucking.
Yeah.
Please, it was the year before.
They had some money on it.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man.
Anonymous drew its conclusions for the video partly on the ideas of Thomas Zurbuchen, Associate Administrator of NASA's Science Mission Directorate.
Yes.
Made his comments in advance of the search for life in a congressional hearing back in April. He explains NASA's work, but clarified they had not found any sure signs of life on other planets.
Mm.
But they have found a few Walgreens and Taco Bells.
Yeah.
So, we're not far before some major event. I would imagine, all of a sudden, things are getting really shitty, and all of a sudden these big fucking, huge ships come down,
right?
And then they hold their hand out like, get the fuck on,
right?
Got to get out of here.
And everybody's wearing a Buffalo Bills Super Bowl champion t-shirt. Yeah. Oh, that's right, they lost four of them. Can you imagine what they did with all those t-shirts? How many thousands of Haitians are wearing those fucking Buffalo Bills t-shirts?
Why you gotta pick on the Haitians?
Because that's what they send the all
garage the, sales.
No, well, no, that's what they send them all when there's a, you've never seen those.
When somebody loses the Super Bowl, whoever loses it,
they send
those shirts up.
Right, and they send all those clothing
to homeless people.
To the other countries and shit for disaster relief. They send them. So, after the tsunami, you should have seen these fucking people walking around in,
Buffalo Bills, Super Bowl champs.
Yeah, it was really funny as shit, man. You see this, emaciated person.
By the way, while we're on the subject the universe. a lot of people have talked about this planet Nibiru. They were saying it was supposed to circulate. Well, that's why things are going to get better.
African-Americans now.
No, it's Nibiru.
Nibiru.
It's supposedly a planet that comes around every 300,000 years or whatever it is, or 3,000 years, that was supposed to coordinate with the Mayan calendar.
Mm.
And that when this thing, this big fucking, that's five times the size of the Earth, whatever it is, as it comes around, the gravitational pull throws things out and makes the Earth kind of shovel around. Like if you have a top go like this, all of a sudden it turns and it goes the other way.
Everybody will go flying off the Earth then. if we're spinning like that.
No, no, it's not. It's, that's the thing on the Earth. It's not, you know. But you're going to see the sky turn red. You're going to see that's when the oceans shift. And
now, is that going to happen
that's
in
when,
the next 10 years?
That's why a flood would occur, right? If you took the Earth and the Earth started from spinning like this, if all of a sudden it kind of something happened with a gravitational pull and the thing just kind of stopped and then kind of went started going the other way.
Yes,
everything, all the, you know, all the water. It's like when you open your sunroof when it's raining, you get rain in it, right?
Yes.
So that's what's going to happen. That's why there's floods. That's why almost every historic religious document from any culture always had something about a deluge or a flood.
I have one question to ask. Was the last one like 2,990 years ago?
They think so.
Okay, good. Because I'm gonna, I'm gonna try to drop dead by 77.
No,
I got 16
listen,
more.
I
want to see this thing.
I got a plan. I'm building this super duper jet ski.
Let's go.
It's like a pod.
Like the guy in the Diet Dr. Pepper commercial.
Yeah. No, but yeah, that guy. That, but it's an enclosed jet ski type thing that you can, you know, you can float around like
like one of those submarines.
Major. If you,
mini sub.
Yeah. So even if you get like you could be underneath water and still, you know, propel yourself to get to the top.
Dude, not with all those Twinkies in there with you.
Well, I got to have surviving food. Yeah, I got Little Debbie's and, you know.
Right. Your mother-in-law will have to make some of those fucking buns.
So this was the talk. A lot of people heard Nibiru, there's a ninth planet.
All right.
Right.
Make your reservations now, by the way, to see this thing. It's $59.95 on pay-per-view.
So they talk about this ninth planet. Now, you know, the funny thing was they stopped, like, the mystery shit stopped. You don't hear any more about that. Mm. Like, you know, Nibiru. But now, this is the second or third story I've seen this. A mysterious Mars-sized planet may be hiding at the edge of our solar system.
Wow.
And scientists are beginning to take note because of how it's altering the course of certain orbits. That's what has brought this to their attention. A mysterious Mars-sized planet may be hiding the edge of our solar system. You know, like a creepy fucking perverted planet looking in and watching. A mysterious celestial body may be lurking in the frozen, far-flung reaches of the solar system, scientists say. This is not the proposed Planet Nine, the body that Caltech scientists believe could be tugging at the orbits of the solar system, most distant inhabitants, and it's not Pluto.
No.
Instead, in University Uranus? Of, it's my caucus.
Uranus?
It's my anus in a crocus. Instead of University of Arizona astronomers Kat Volk and Renu Molotra say it's Mars-sized body of the Kuiper Belt. That's where all the asteroids are. A swarm of small icy objects that extends beyond by. We know what that is. Blah, blah, blah. I haven't seen their new planet, but they think it's there. I love that when they say we think it's there.
Yeah, we think so. Not so sure.
Well, there's signs. You know, it might be there. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, there's some news there, but... You know, I mean, that's just saying, like, don't you feel like the way things are getting so whacked out and crazy that all of a sudden you're going to look up one day and see this big old fireball coming to the Earth?
Yeah, I'd be freaked. I got to get some sunscreen.
What would you, like, that was the first, like, I always think about that if I'm driving, like, all of a sudden you see, you know, what do you do? Turn back and run back to your wife and just make passionate love until the fucking lava wall hits you?
Or grab the first hot person.
Yeah, I'm going to,
Cosby.
You're going to, I don't know if you could walk by the hottest chick. Did you just see that fireball? Yeah, I did. Well, let's fuck. I'm going home. No, let's fuck. We don't got time.
Mm.
I want to find somebody better looking than you. Really? Come on, lady. Give me a break.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something's going to happen soon. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Hi, everyone.
Also on Facebook Live. Hey, everybody. Tyrone Dave. What's up, my friend? Kirsten Elizabeth. What's up, Kirsten? And, who was at the block that night. She was at the block in Fort Walton at the big show there. There was like 8 girls to 1 guy at the fort that night.
Hmm. 8 girls to 1 guy.
Yeah, and they're women all over the place.
Good looking, huh?
Yeah.
I saw the one on your lap, man. Wow.
Well, that's Kirsten I took a photo with. She was a very nice young lady. And my friend's like, I can't believe you put that photo on there.
Right. No panties, especially.
No, she had panties.
See, how do you know?
No, of course, I don't know. You know what I mean? But it was funny because, I mean, it was fun. It was a fun. Now, the fun thing about that room is if they like you, they buy you shots.
Oh, boy.
So I was getting pretty wasted.
Ted, you don't lose control when you're
well,
not control.
Well, I started, after the fourth or fifth shot, I started like, I started kind of, I got to stop because I'm gonna fuck up my jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that I was losing my, you know, my articulate nature. So
I love that.
Yeah. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. We're going to be back with Straight from the Headlines right after this.
Hey, this is Steve Marshall, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. And if there's anybody who likes to wake up late, it's me. Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, and it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it.
Them.
Yeah, them or it.
Or you.
That's right. First story, big delivery. South Carolina mom gives birth to a 14-pound son.
Oh, that must have hurt. You know what they...
14 pounds. How long? A baby's usually 7, 8 pounds, nine pounds?
Yeah. 9 is a big baby, man. They're 6.5 to like 8.5 right? pounds. 9 pounds is a big... A 14-pound baby?
Boy, that's...
What was the joke? There was some joke about
it. The husband may be upset because he's going to be like, wow, I'm never going to be useful again.
No, no, no. They, you know, they call... You know, they have that stitch they call the husband stitch.
The husband stitch?
Well, first of all, she had to have an episiotomy. They had to cut that thing up.
You think?
It was like, she was like Rocky, you know?
No, we don't.
She's like Rocky. Cut me, Mick! You know, slice that fucking thing and wow, that's got to hurt.
Absolutely. Well,
shit, 14-pound baby.
In Lexington, South Carolina, that's where we were. I was at on Tuesday night. South Carolina couple is looking for some bigger baby clothes. After their son was born at a whopping 14.4 pounds.
Well, he obviously didn't have a sonogram, you know, because you'd know, you know, halfway through that pregnancy that you're giving birth to a fucking, you know, a small farm animal.
A small turkey.
Right.
News reports that Colin Austin Kessler was born by cesarean.
Oh, see?
In a hospital in Lexington. The father's like, you fucking betcha.
You saved that vagina.
The baby is healthy, but his mother, Cindy Richmond, says they had to send her mother home for some bigger clothes because Colin couldn't fit into anything they bought, so they went to the small adult section of Sears. Right. Got him some tough skins.
He's in twos already.
Get him some huskies.
2 years old. I wonder what his schwanstucker looks like.
Colin is off to a good start.
Yeah.
He'll be playing linebacker for the local football team. Right.
You know what's funny? Do you guys out there have babies? You ever have a kid? When babies are born, and Doug, this is funny, they're fucking, if it's a boy,
right?
Their package is so out of proportion to the rest of their, it's almost like your cock on a little baby.
Really?
Okay, and the balls. So the funny thing about this kid must have had a schlong like as big as his dad's or something. Yeah. So can you imagine that fucking doctor yanking him out and going, holy Jesus Christ.
This kid's going to be fat, but he's going to have a big dick.
He's jealous, man. The doctor's like, don't circumcise that kid. Can you imagine his bris? They had to use a cigar cutter.
Yeah.
You know? They used trimming hedges for his fucking bris.
I'm going to need a bigger knife.
Yeah. Wow. That poor bastard.
Speaking of poor bastards, man sits in jail when drywall powder is mistaken for cocaine.
Oh, boy. I've done that.
Right? How many times has this been cut?
No, you know, you run out, and all of a sudden, you look in the corner of the floor, and oh, you think you have it. It's actually, it was from when you put the picture up. You're hanging pictures at 4 in the morning, and it was some of the plaster that fell on the floor.
I've seen people do that. Like, is that what I think it is on the floor? Did I drop some? Like,
right.
No, man, I think it's some of the popcorn ceiling that's been falling. In Oviedo, Florida.
Oviedo.
A Florida man spent 90 days in jail after police officers who stopped him for driving without headlights.
Headlights.
Said white powder found in his car was cocaine. I'm telling you, it's not cocaine. I'm a roofer. I'm a contractor. But Carlos Cash walked out of jail last week after lab results determined the powder in his handyman's car was actually drywall.
Now, it took them 90 days, 3 months, to evaluate this poor bastard. Now, he should be able to sue them.
Well, he better because he's been getting ass fucked for the last, you know.
No, actually, he's been raping Hector in the next cell. Terrible. How do you mistake that shit. We gotta, most of the time, they stick their finger in, they taste it, and they go, right. Oh, that's cocaine.
And most people...
Cops, they have a thing. They stick... I got arrested. They have a little glass vial.
Right.
Okay, it's got a chemical in it. They take a little spoon out of the vial, they dip it in, they put it in there, they shake it, and it turns a color.
Yeah, but you're dealing with DEA agents.
No, I'm dealing with state police, but, you know, you're
saying cops all have this little chlorine, let's test the
water. No, but a police station would.
Well, all right.
When you pull somebody off the street and you say, oh, that's like, I'm going to put bags of catnip in my fucking car and drive around with catnip, right. And they're going to lock me up for 3 months for catnip until it gets back from the lab.
That's what you get for trying to play a stupid fucking game.
Right. It would be hysterical, man. I would do it just to be able to sue them.
Cash tells the news he repeatedly told the officers in Oviedo. The substance was drywall, but after running a check, they found he was on probation for marijuana and cocaine charges.
Wow.
This is where your existence does not precede your existence. Your existence does not precede your essence.
Right.
Cash says a canine alerted on his vehicle, and an officer's field test was positive for cocaine. So he pulled out that same stupid thing, and it was wrong.
Right. Now, you know what? Nobody said when they released him?
No, actually what happened was the cop snorted a line of it.
Right.
And he went and sucked the guy's dick. He's never done that before.
He had a seizure. You know what nobody said when they released him?
What?
Cash me outside.
Cash me outside.
Because his name is Cash, right?
Exactly.
Cash me outside.
Court records show he was denied bond because he was accused of violating probation.
Mm.
It took nearly 3 months for lab test results. You could find out if you got weed in your blood.
His wife
in your
is
urine.
Banging some chick. Yeah. Some guy.
That's what happened. The results came like 65 days ago, right. But the wife was like, don't answer it. Don't open the mail.
Right.
I'm banging his brother. Right?
In the meantime, no bail?
Couldn't get bail because he violated probation.
Oh, see? Dude, that's fucking crazy, man. He was shitting in his pants the whole time.
You would think.
Or somebody else's.
20-pound live lobster found in luggage in Boston Airport.
Well, did they try to check it in, or was that a carry-on?
I mean, where are we going to put this lobster?
Must have been a smell. No, don't listen.
Where are we going to put the lobster?
My wife and I spent a week here. It's her underclothing. That's not that stink is. Yeah. It's not a live lobster. It's not a live 20-pound lobster.
The TSA says they found a 20-pound lobster, live lobster, spotted in a passenger's luggage in the Boston's Logan International Airport. TSA spokesman Michael McCarthy says a lobster found Sunday in the passenger's checked luggage at the airport's Terminal C is the largest he's ever seen.
Have other people tried to smuggle a live lobster? Yeah. That's the largest smuggled live lobster I've ever seen. We've had some 10-pounders
before. Not those other pussy crayfish they've been trying to bring in.
Right. Not that 15-pounder we got last month.
McCarthy says the TSA doesn't prohibit transporting lobsters. The TSA website says a live lobster is allowed through security, but must be transported in a clear plastic spill-proof container.
With those rubber bands around its claws.
Right.
Because otherwise, you know, that's a fucking weapon.
Yeah.
That can take down a 20-pound lobster. That can take down a cockpit door.
Right.
Can you imagine that? You're holding a lobster while it's clawing its way through a fucking cockpit.
Now you got to put it under your seat because there's no room in the luggage bin. So they put it underneath your seat and the person in front of him is feeling like, what the fuck's grabbing my ass?
Right. I'll tell you a funny lobster story, man. I grew up in Manhattan. We had, you know, one summer I wanted to eat some live lobsters. And this place opened up on 80th and West End and Amsterdam Avenue. And my mother was away. She went away every summer. She was a school teacher. And I said, fuck it, I'm going to go get some lobsters.
Right.
Go down to this, take the Broadway bus. I'm on the bus. I get to these lobsters. And they had these fucking tanks everywhere, different sized lobsters. I picked 2 2-pound lobsters out. They weigh them out for me. No plastic bag. They put them in like a big paper bag, like a supermarket shopping bag. You know, 2 live lobsters just in there with the clothes. I get on the Broadway bus. I'm on the bus coming home. This thing is on my lap, and the bag is moving. You know, it's because they're pushing their fucking. You know, I don't know what they're doing in there. And this old lady next to me goes, "What do you have? A little kitten? Do you have an animal in there?" I go, "Yeah, I have 2 live lobsters, honey. It's oh yeah, just kidding. It's a little kitten." I said, "Come on, yeah, it's a kitten. Stick your head in there."
Yeah.
I opened the bag and I put it right under her face, and this claw comes up, and she goes, "Ah!" She starts screaming like a fucking lunatic, man. It was
probably had a heart attack and died. That's why he spent time in prison.
But then I took them home, and I had a wire-haired terrier.
Right.
at the time. You know what they are, the little wire hairs? And put them on the floor in the living room, and the fucking dog went wild chasing these lobsters all over the place. It's really funny.
Oh, man. Shit.
The lobsters, they move pretty fast on dry land with a dog chasing them.
The TSA agent said, by the way, they found a pound of cocaine on the lobster.
Right.
That's what you're going to do. You're going to carry cocaine, put some cocaine in the claws or something.
Yeah.
Here, hold this.
No, fake claws. You make fake. Right.
Yeah.
You rip his claws off.
It's a Florida lobster.
Right.
And you put claws on it that just has a big bunch of weed in it, or, you know, cocaine in it.
Oh, boy.
You know? The claws just in there.
He'd be in the nose of the plane.
Yeah.
It's a joke we used a few weeks ago.
Remember that when they found all that cocaine in the nose of the
plane? Did you use that joke ever?
I think I tried it.
Yeah, I would.
And I said they got suspicious when they saw a big straw coming out of the cockpit.
Right.
Yeah. Here's a funny story.
20 pounds. Yeah, let's hear it. A man smuggled a small pig from Indiana
in his ass. Norwegians collect money to fix a penis-shaped rock formation.
Wow, but that wasn't circumcised. they wanted to make the head a little nicer.
What do you think that looks like up there?
He's going to get an infection.
Yes, it's too close to that dirty rock. Oh, it's funny. It's just protruding out like a big hard dick.
Let me see. Show the audience here. Oh my God!
Look at that thing.
Yeah, they've got it. That is incredible.
There's a lot of guys with small dicks in Norway going, I want that thing gone.
Right.
In Helsinki, activists are collecting money to repair a penis-shaped rock formation in southern Norway after the popular tourist attraction was found badly damaged.
There are teeth marks in it. Lipstick. There was lipstick around the tip. Can you imagine? It'd be funny as fuck if some woman drew a, you know, you get up there with a like a paintbrush, you'd paint like fake lipstick around the fucking head.
That'd be funny if you see a woman trying to sit on it.
Yeah.
Joggers discovered Saturday that the Trollipkin rock formation had cracked and noted drilling holes in the rock.
Oh, see?
Something that experts say strongly suggests the rock was deliberately vandalized or somebody tried to fuck the rock.
I was going
to
say, can you imagine the size of the condom? But yeah. They come after with just a giant.
An artist was trying. That's what an artist was doing. He was grabbing all these paper bags or plastic bags to put over it.
Right.
Safe rock sex. By Sunday, over 500 people had donated nearly 90,000 Norwegian kroner, which is about $10,600, to fix the formation located south of the southern coastal city of Stavanger. Activist Krit Benston told public broadcaster that he was convinced the Trollpikken will be rebuilt with donated money and lots of hard work.
Hard is right, man. Now, that thing never goes down?
Nope, and it's calling its doctor. That should be a
Viagra commercial.
Yeah.
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 You want to be as hard as that rock?
Gentlemen.
Gentlemen, you too can look like this.
Yeah. Show like a big sloppy, like an old rope hanging from a fucking deck. Right. Or you want to be like this. Dun, dun, dun.
Right. Bam, bam, ba, da, bam, ba, da, bam, ba, da, bam. Yeah, that's what you want.
Yeah.
Suing them.
Just saying.
Trial date in January.
Here's a cool story. Fisherman finds camera. Returns it to its original owner.
Oh, yeah? In the
guy's
water?
Guy's fishing.
Uh-huh.
Snags a camera.
Yes.
Which, by the way, is funny. At that stardom the other night, everybody takes photos with their phone.
Oh,
so he
says,
take my phone. Right. This nice lady, older lady, pulls out this fucking camera.
Wow.
It's like, oh, my God.
Did people know what it was?
I thought it was funny that she tried to explain to me how to use it.
Was it like a Brownie or a box camera or a Polaroid?
You had a fucking hood. You had to put the fucking hood over your head.
Yeah, right.
And hold up this big fucking bursting thing.
Right. Can you imagine that if cameras... Now, I will tell you something, man. Not unlike turntables,
right?
Cameras are making a comeback. People are getting into photography with cameras because they've gotten... Because you know what? When you get into this and you start doing this and you want to get better and better and better, because once you get into that whole, you know, thing and you're taking pictures, then you say, fuck it, I'm going to buy a camera. This is much cooler.
You get something
and cameras, I'll guarantee you now, do you know the cameras now have the function? They can post it to Facebook on a fucking Nikon or some bullshit camera.
Yeah, it's like a link.
Right.
Back to the story. St. Augustine, Florida.
Right here.
A man who was, by the way, if you're ever in St. Augustine, visit Jackie Knight's Comedy Club on Friday and Saturday nights over there at Gypsy's on the other side of Lions Bridge.
And go see Dougie's alma mater, where he went to college up there, and go visit the bleachers where he lost his virginity.
Yeah, I didn't lose it then, but I banged a lot of chicks at the fort. There's a fort that's right there by the Bridge of Lions.
I know.
And I banged a lot of chicks at the fort.
Now, at the fort or in the fort?
Because I know can't really get in the fort at night.
Oh,
but
okay. But
there's plenty of like areas that are dark over the, there's like, it's like mounds of grass.
Right.
And
now,
stuff,
were they awake for this?
Yeah, I didn't Cosby them. I you know, listen, I was what, 18, 19
you
at the time?
And a stud.
And I was a stud. I was an athlete. Hey, long curly hair.
Star athlete.
In St. Augustine, a man who was fishing in the Tennessee River reeled in a waterlogged camera and then used social media to track it down to its owner in Florida.
Mm. They busted on a boat?
St. Augustine Record reports the line snagged as he was fishing on June 10th. Then he reeled in a algae-covered camera that 37-year-old Alex Manzer accidentally dropped during the vacation 5 years ago.
I'll bet the camera's in perfect shape.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it had pictures of his dick on it.
Right. Why would you want the fucking thing back?
Well, I mean, Wilson, it's kind of cool.
But there's things living in it.
Well, yeah, he pulled it out and a squid bit him in the face.
Right.
Wilson found the memory card and uploaded the images to Facebook in hopes of finding the camera owner.
Wow.
It didn't take long. About 8 hours later, one of Manser's cousins in Tennessee called him, says he was paddleboarding when the lanyard he carried the camera on slipped from his wrist. He thought the pictures were lost forever, but now thanks to this fisherman who couldn't catch a fish.
Right. In the meantime, he was on vacation with this other broad who you know, he broke up with the new chick.
Yeah.
Is flipping out.
You look like you're having more fun with her than me.
She had bigger tits than I have.
You said she was ugly.
Yeah.
That is bad when I always say that. It's like, you always had to move up. Like when you broke up with somebody, I always did, you know, and I'm with my beautiful wife. So every girl I ever went with,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say every, was basically a step up.
Sure, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like a job.
You
leave a job, it's got to be job.
Yeah, you're not going to, you're right.
Yeah, right.
So you're not going to go from the fry line.
You leave
line.
A job, you leave a broad for a better broad, better job, better blow job, better broad.
Well,
job.
Sometimes if she's hotter, you don't mind that it's not as good as a blow.
Well.
I moved up, but I wish we had her capabilities. Then you start playing like
Miss. If I put her head on her body,
it's like Miss Potato Man.
Miss Potato Head and her vagina,
right?
The same.
But
together.
If I could take that girl I went out with in college with,
right,
and put her ass on that chick with the
right. Well, some people have tried to do that. Ted Bundy and the other one who,
yeah,
let's cut her arms off and keep her head in the freezer. And who was that guy in Chicago who did that?
Dahmer.
His name was it Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Boy, he got his, didn't he?
Yeah, when did he get killed?
Oh, they stabbed him up good.
Yeah, he's dead in prison, right?
Oh, yeah.
Black prisoners,
man. Oh, they said, yeah, you gone, white boy.
Speaking of tan.
You said the finger food.
Speaking of tan, bodybuilding coach jailed for shooting tanning when fake tan smeared.
Wow. There's a lot. See, there's dishonesty everywhere.
It's so bad.
It's not just in politics.
Look at this guy's fake tan. He looks like a turkey. Like, it's like clumping up and...
Oh, my God.
I mean,
you could just say he's got that disease, Michael Jackson, Propecia, whatever.
Isn't that what happened to what's her name? that singer that years ago she was dripping. It looked like she was having her period.
Dripping
down
was
her
that?
Leg. It was the singer girl, Aguilera.
Aguilera. Christina.
She
did have her period, though.
A bodybuilding coach shot a tanning expert.
Tasted like expert, a period. What?
When... Well, if I told the fucking story that you're interrupting every 3 seconds, a bodybuilding coach shot a tanning expert when the protege he was coaching lost in the competition when his fake tan smeared.
Now, is that a violation of the... Do you have to be tan when you're in these... You've been in these competitions.
I've seen them. I've never been in them, but you want to be as dark as possible.
Do you go to watch these men?
No, my wife and I went one time when our friend Dennis was in it. It was a fitness contest. I know guys who are bodybuilders, and
yes.
they got to get dark because the darker you are, the more cut you look. The darker your skin, the more cut...
And the Vaseline? What's that all about?
Then it shines, you know, and you...
And you look
adds
like
more,
a
it adds
screaming
more depth.
Faggot, right?
Well, you're
greasing.
You're
down,
on stage,
so.
You know. No, you're okay. Screaming faggot if you're the one. Can I put it on?
Right.
the coach named only as Dennis K was furious with Alexander D after he applied fake tan to his cousin Sasha L ahead of a competition that later was taking part in a German town of Rheinbach.
Rheinbach.
That's like that's what's his name's name in Under Siege.
Oh right.
Rheinbach. Oh, it's Rheinbach. Mm. The surnames have been changed for privacy laws in Germany. The fake tan smeared after it mixed with his sweat during the judging session. Dennis blamed that for his cousin's failure. Imagine, I don't think, yeah, you don't know, you know, he lost because of you. According to the prosecution, Dennis later waited with a gun in the bushes for Alexander to come out of the competition. But then he shot Tanner in the abdomen, hitting his kidney and liver. Alexander was rushed to the hospital for emergency operation.
He made it.
Dennis, a long criminal record. He purposely shot his victim, blah, blah, blah. But he's been found guilty by a judge in charges of attempted murder and manslaughter.
And he'll be spending about a week in jail.
Yeah. Where he's going to be with really darn tan people.
Yeah, not in Germany. Not in Germany, yeah. Though, huh?
It's not that many.
Meeting a lot of schnitzel.
By the way, you know, on this show in the past, I have mentioned when people talk about the Syrian refugee problem that's in Germany.
Yes.
And I've said it because I have friends that live, I have clients that live in Germany and Cologne.
Bad over there.
And different. And they said it's the worst thing that could have ever happened in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And the Germans aren't, the news medias aren't broadcasting as they don't want to make Merkel look like a complete fucking idiot.
Right.
So, but she, this girl that was in Columbus, Georgia, she lives there. She's an army, this is like a base there.
Mm-hmm.
So she, you know, she goes, it's the fucking, there. There's so much sex crimes. These, because the women and kids stayed. They let the guy, all the guys came.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're running around rampant, fucking trying to fuck everything in
right,
moves.
They're kidnapping and raping people. Yeah. And women are afraid to go out there. It's terrible.
It's a nightmare.
And listen, in deference to the Jews, and I'm a Jewish guy, I wish the Germans had kept the concentration camps open. You know, we've got a beautiful hotel for you all to stay in. It's going to be free.
Mm.
Come with us. Get on this train.
We'll get the air conditioning working in a little bit. Our last story of the day, bungee instructor's terrible English is blamed for the girl leaping to her death. Imagine?
What happened? Bungee jumping?
First of all, anybody who goes bungee jumping deserves to fucking die.
There's,
you know what I mean? If you want that high, I don't know if there's a cord strong enough. That's why my fear is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to go bungee jumping. The guy go, oh, wait a minute.
Right.
But bungee instructor's terrible English is blamed for a girl leaping to her death. It says here that Vera Mall, 17, was instantly killed in August of 2015 after leaping off a bridge in northern Spain, España. During an organized bungee jump, she was wearing the bungee harness, but the cord was not yet secured when she jumped.
Oh, so she just jumped without the cord. But the harness was on her, so didn't save her?
No. She was wearing the bungee harness, but the cord was not yet secured when she jumped off the bridge over the gorge in Cabazan de la Cantabria.
Wasn't she wearing a helmet?
Listen, when you fall like at 4,000 feet.
I don't think a helmet would save you.
And in the appeal court in Cantabria, mm-hmm. heard that she had made the leap on hearing the instructor say, no jump. But his pronunciation was so bad
now jump.
That she likely thought he said, now jump.
Oh, boy.
No jump.
That's a
I don't think, listen, I don't think you should ever say the fucking word jump.
Right.
If you don't want somebody to jump.
No, you just push them.
Yeah.
Tie him up and shove him out.
No, listen. When I'm going to tell you to go, though I say jump.
Right. Right.
That's it.
Right.
I say jump.
Right.
I no say jump. You no jump.
Right.
Right. You can't. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This. No. You know who the fuck says
like
no
three,
jump?
3, 2, 1, jump. Or and how, do you jump on one? And or how, do you jump on?
And this fucking woman, like, oh, okay, I'll jump. Like.
Oh, what?
Like if somebody
she's
tells
17
even old. Even if you get even if you get like, did you say jump? Like. You know, okay, I'm going. Yay. You know.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Now, did she jump head first?
In fact, the misunderstanding would have been avoided had the instructor used the phrases don't jump, which is the correct protocol in such circumstances. Said the written ruling, which he rejected an appeal by the company. Yeah, they're trying to figure out, fucking sue the company that has happened. Wrongful death attorney, definitely where they're going to sue. The mountain?
Yeah. No, the company, obviously.
The misunderstanding derived from the incorrect use of the pronunciation of English, the ruling said. The ruling also said that the unnamed instructor who was employed by FloTrack Adventure Company should have checked the girl's ID.
A company formerly known as FloTrack.
Yeah, formerly known.
Yeah.
Which is no longer in existence.
Well, they've changed the name and gone bankrupt, and now they're operating on the next mountain.
Now they're in Venezuela.
Oh, no, those guys moved. We're not those guys. That's not us. We say no jump.
Yeah.
We say no leap.
Yeah, so all you people want all you people that want to have some highs and go bungee jumping.
Yeah, good luck to you.
Yeah, have fun with that.
Oh, fuck, man. You know, you read about that stuff. And it's not just, even if you, by the way, they never tell you that. And I'll bet there's, well, maybe you've been a fighter, you've been in sports and stuff. But there are people who are walking around for years with herniated discs and don't know it. They had a little car accident when they were in their parents' car when they were 9 years old, and they've got some damage somewhere in their body. Well, I don't care if it's your knee. You leap like that, and you let whatever the fuck you weigh, 150, 350, 250, 150, whatever the fuck you weigh, is being snapped at the end of this bungee cord, correct?
Well, it doesn't really snap.
But what does it do?
But you definitely feel like certain pressure.
There's pressure, and it pulls you back up like a whoom. You zoom back up, and if you've got any kind of spine problems, honey, you're fucking.
That's why I can't get on certain like roller coasters, because sometimes certain jarring to me, I can end up being fucking sore for a week.
I could be paralyzed.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's what happens when you get old.
There's not one part of my body. I wrote this the other day. There's no, after cancer twice, 3 car accidents, 6 surgeries in 19 years. There's not one part of me that's not a pre-existing condition. Good night, everybody.
There you go. Anyway, that's all you have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I want to thank Peter Leonard for joining me today.
My pleasure.
And of course, don't forget this Wednesday, Wise
and
Guys.
David, thanks for popping by.
Wise Guys Comedy Show at Tavolino's. I'll be your host along with Brad Ellis and our headliner, Roy Aber, all for $10 this week. By the way, on Thursday night, last minute show, I'm going to be at Anthony's in Cape Coral. Headlining, I'm also bringing my good friend Nadim Awad.
A good friend.
To open the show. And our friend Tiffany Barbie, who lives on that side, she'll be joining me as my feature. So that's at Anthony's, 8 o'clock.
What is that? Is that a restaurant?
It's Cape Coral. It's a tiny place over there in Cape Coral. So those people on the West Coast, I've been so crazy with the dog problem and everything just getting into town. I haven't even done an event yet.
Right. And please, by the way, this week, let's all keep our fingers crossed and prayers
for Pepper. My
dog
Pepper.
Prayers for Pepper. You know,
prayers for Pepper. Everybody, pray for my dog. Let's hope that the meds work and we can keep her around for a bit longer.
And we can be happy, right? Because you know
she's a
lovely, lovely dog.
She's a great dog.
And please send your donations, by the way, just in case we do have to do something drastic. And we'd like to.
If I was going to do that, I don't know if I would ever. I have to ask my compliance department at work and everything. But if it came down to it, they said, look, for $5,000, the veterinarian was like 12-year-old dog. Do back surgery now is a bit, you know.
Yeah.
It's a bit much.
Well, I have a good surgeon at U of M, man. Dr. Alan Levy did my 7 discs, and I'd love to have her go and see him.
Yeah.
Yep. Right. We'll see. I'll pay for the consultation.
Thanks, buddy.
My pleasure.
Anyway, tomorrow, special show. Matter of fact, our comedians from Wise Guys Comedy Show will be joining me here, guys, in the studio. Roy Aber and Brad Ellis will be here in the studio. We'll talk about comedy and everything else, touring and staying in shitty hotels, whatever it takes.
All right.
Anyway,
check in, check out.
That's right. Don't forget to follow our show on Twitter, Wake Up Dougie. Join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. You can follow Peter.
Not too closely behind me because I get scared. But you can see me on Facebook on The Food for Thought Radio Show and tune in on Sundays on 900 a.m. or 900thetalk.com. Noon to two.
Thanks for listening, guys. And we'll be here tomorrow right here at the same spot. Take care.
Bye.
And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Set fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground.